Hi, this is Lisa Henderson, your host for Daring Parenting on Hoodsprayed FM. So you might wonder, what is a daring parent? Well, if you're willing to be a child's parent, not necessarily their friend, you're a daring parent. A daring parent has good boundaries and sets limits for children, with natural and logical consequences if something goes wrong, and they stick to them. That's what makes you a daring parent. We are on twice a week, Thursday morning from 10 to 10:30, Tuesday evening from 7 to 7:30, and you can listen live on Hoodsprayed FM 96.4 and on hoodsprayedfm.com. If you miss the show and you want to catch it at your convenience, you can go to daringparenting.com, and on the main menu, you'll see a tab that says Radio Shows. If you have any questions that you'd like to address to us, please feel free to email me, Lisa at daringparenting.com. Hi, this is Lisa Henderson with Daring Parenting, and today our guest is going to be called Belinda, not her real name, but to protect her privacy. She's a mother of three and a stepmother of two children. She's in a blended family and has been for several years, and I wanted to ask you, Belinda, do you know the story from America, The Brady Bunch?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
It's not realistic. It's a man and a woman who get together. She has three girls. He has three boys. And of course, neither parent was ever divorced. They both lost their spouses. However, I don't think most blended families are like The Brady Bunch, where the squabbles were not serious at all. Can you give us a little bit of information about your situation?
Yes, I can do that. What I wished I should have known is for, as I speak of myself, more experience and knowledge of the outer world, if I can call it like that, and out of my comfort zone as a mother and wife, been married for 20 years. I only realized how inexperienced I was when I got divorced, and now after 4.5 years of being in a new relationship as a stepmother. I stepped right out of a divorce, right into a new relationship. I didn't have experience or the knowledge of a new merged family. I didn't like the word stepmother because I had a bad experience with my stepmother.
Yeah.
I wished I have known how big challenge it is to work on a new relationship with a man with his own children.
So you'd really led a very sheltered life.
Yes, I did, yes. Okay.
And were any of your three children grown up enough to be out of the house?
Two of my children is older, and then I have a lot, Lamiki, and so he's the only one that living with us.
Uh-huh.
And then his two children, that is bigger than my children, than my child. It is a new world to step into someone else's house and getting used to their ways and how they handle their children. And I had to adopt their ways, and also has my child had to adopt their ways. Otherwise, there was a lot of conflict. Then there was a lot of jealousy. His children was jealous of my child and my attention towards my own child. So it was all hard. It was a big challenge. Yes, because I didn't know what to expect because I was married since I'm out of school, and I had my own family, and now suddenly all these new things.
And how much did being in love and being in a new relationship help to make all this easier?
Being in love helped a lot, because then you have a lot determination. Is that the right word? Yeah, so when you have the love between each other, there's a lot of determination. So you think things will get better, and you will just pray harder, and you will hope harder, and God's grace will be better and more for you and the family. And yeah, you just wish to have all happy.
And have you had moments of that in the last 4 years?
Yes, a lot of moments, yeah. every day, since the children was all in the house, every day was a challenge, because the only time when we had an argument was about the children.
Ah, yes.
Yes, and the only time we had conflict was about the children. So then you try to work around that and what makes him happy and what makes him and his children happy. And then it's better to talk things out straight away than to keep quiet, because then it gets worse. So I had to learn, and he had to learn, to speak, you know, immediately if there's a conflict and sort it out there.
So was your parenting style different than your husband's?
Yes, a lot different. Yes, he's the disciplinarian one. I am the one that will get softer very quickly and, you know, feel quickly sorry for the children, and he will keep his discipline. So I had to learn to have more discipline and to keep his rules of the house. Definitely, I learned also a lot out of it. In the beginning, I thought he's hard on the children, and especially on my child. And then later on, I realized, no, he's only trying to be good, you know, to make him a better child of the world. Because one day there will be discipline in his work. Life is like that. It's not always just kind.
Do you think that his children have changed as a result of having you in their life?
Yes, I definitely think so, because I always gave him the love from a mother's side that they need, and I baked for them, and I packed their school boxes, and prepared nice food for them, and always tried, when we go to town, to buy them something they like ice cream, or so. Yeah, and they both had told me in person that they couldn't ask for a better deaf mother.
Aww.
So yes, I think I had a great impact on their lives.
Did you find that the discipline from your husband helped your son become stronger?
Definitely. I can see he changed, but for good, not for worse. And my husband is very strict on table manners, and my child, his table manners improved. And when we go to people, they see and they say, oh, he got lovely table manners. And then I said, okay, that's a good work of my husband. So yes, I can definitely see. And he got a motto in life that he says, you must try everything. You mustn't give it in others' hands. So because of my child, he's a Lord Lamiki. We do everything for him because we think he's still small. But we disadvanced him because on a stage he couldn't do anything for himself. So my husband learned me, he must try. If he fails, we will help him, but we will only help him if he tried. So yeah, that's the good out of all the bad.
In my relationship with my husband, who walked into an instant family, he was much harder on my son than he was on my daughter, which was hard for me. And my son's biological father was harder on him. And so what I'm thinking is that men relate to boys differently, and they see how softness isn't necessarily going to help the boys.
Definitely. I saw that with my boy also, both actually with my boys. And even with his own two boys when they were smaller, he was like training them for the harder world out there, because there isn't space for softness in the world for boys. Maybe there is a little bit, because they still have, they must still cry if they want to cry, or doesn't matter if they cry. He doesn't tell them, don't cry, but he tells them in another way, don't be out there too soft, because the world is hard out there for boys, because they have to look after their wives one day.
Now, does your husband ever encourage your child to do something that he's afraid of and you're thinking, no, 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 but then it turns out okay?
Yes, definitely. A lot of times, the one thing I just quickly can think about is he's scared of the sound of a gun, of the shooting, and he learned him, don't be afraid of anything. You must shoot because, you know, you have to hunt someday, maybe for food. And yeah, so he learned to come over his fright. And even at night when he was a little bit afraid for the darkness, he asked him, what are you afraid of? And then he will tell, I don't know, just the darkness. Then he said, don't be afraid because it's just all in your mind. So he helps him a lot with that also, you know. And he just have a way to speak to him about that in like a father and son way.
Right.
So, yeah.
I want you to imagine that you see a woman who's just like you were 4 years ago, and you want to give her a piece of advice. What would you tell her to keep in mind?
I would tell women, just keep on hoping and believing it, that you will get through it. It's not always easy, but it will get better because there's things you learn how to work around. Just not to give up your love and your hope for because of the challenge of a new blended family. If you lose that love, then you know, you will know it wasn't meant to be, because it's really hard work. It's really, really hard work, but it makes it worth it if you love that person enough.
So do you actually try to parent his children?
Yes, there was a lot of times that I gave them advice when their father wasn't at home. Then I was looking after them. Then I got time to speak to them alone. And I gave them advice and they took the advice. I can remember they took it at heart and they live it out. So then it makes you happy to see that you could have meaning something for them as well.
Have you had this thing like in a fight where they burst out with, you're not my mother?
Luckily, I think it only happened once. And then I said to them calmly, I know I'm not your mother, but I would love to just to be there for you when you need me. And I would like you not to see me as a stepmother, but rather than somebody that also take care of you with a lot of love. And yeah, so it doesn't happen. It only was once, and also just one child.
And has it ever happened with your son where he said, you're not my father?
Also that I can remember once when he got a hiding. And I was inexperienced. I went and I've cuddled him after the hiding, and he got angry with me, my husband, and said, you're not allowed to do that because you confuse him. And I was confused. I was like, what? And he explained to me, no, then he wouldn't learn something about this situation because I hit him and you cuddle him. And then, you know, I've learned something that day. So when he sent him to the bathroom or give him a hiding, then I just go outside and just think of something else and cry. It's very hard for me. But luckily he learned fast, so he keeps away from his hidings because he listens, because he knows.
Do you ever wish you'd met your husband sooner so that you could have had a baby together?
Yes, a lot of times. I wished I was like 10 or 15 years younger, when then I would definitely had my Lord Lamiki rather with him. And I don't know if it would have been better, because it's still your children and my children and our children. Mm-hmm. So, but yes, I've thought a lot about it and think, phew, we would have made a beautiful baby.
Well, here's another thing, and it could be a sensitive subject, but what about dealing with exes? You dealing with his ex-wife, him dealing with your ex-husband. Has that been complicated?
Yes. It's not, in the beginning especially, it was not easy for me to meet her and, you know, think what kind of wife she was for him, and am I better wife for him? And I think he thinks the same. He also asks me sometimes, what did my husband do, my ex-husband do in this case, and what would he have done in this case? So I think on both sides, you think a lot, how was that person to that person? And it makes you sometimes insecure, and you think, would I be better than that? I think definitely there's uncomfortable ways in the beginning, but later on it's getting better because you know the situation better, and yeah, then you think, okay, he chosen me, so I know now. So we don't have any bad feelings towards each other. I think it just goes about uncomfortable. Anything else, it's just, it feels not right or uncomfortable,
mm-hmm.
because you moved on, they moved on, you know, so both parties moved on, you know, so it's just a case of, I think you feel uncomfortable. But there was one incident that we eat together, and the children was there with us,
uh-huh.
and we had to speak about my son's future decisions, and so we've done it, and I could see the children was also a little bit seeing what we're going, our faces, are we uncomfortable, are we relaxed, so you can feel it and you can see it, but we've done it and it wasn't bad, but it still feels uncomfortable.
Well, obviously this is tough at the beginning, but what kind of things did you do as a family that brought you all closer together?
Well, I think we've done more things together. Like, I'm actually the only woman in the house, but I go with them when they go fishing and when they go hunting. So we try to do everything together to keep everybody together and enjoying everything that we do together. So, and they let me feel belong, even if I'm the only woman in the house. So they say, we're going fishing, you're coming with. So, okay, I'm coming with. And sometimes when I say, no, I want to stay, then my husband will say, no, you're coming with. You're part of the family. So then I feel, oh, okay, they really want me there. So I said, okay, I'll grab my stuff and I go, because it keeps us together. And then once a month, they will think of me and they will say, okay, this evening it's chick mood, you know, chick movie. Then I feel, wow, they think really about me this evening. So I said, okay, thank you. And then when I look around me, they all sleep. Because it's always action and, you know, all the man stuff on the TV. And right. Once a month, they will think, oh, Sham, we must think about her as well. And then the first 10 minutes they will look with me, and then when I see now, okay, they're very bored.
We are talking to Belinda, not her real name, who's come forward on Daring Parenting to talk to us about step families and the challenge of blending families. We'll be back in just a moment when she's going to tell us when is the best time to connect with your kids.